Hey, business building warrior, welcome to Silent Sales Machine Radio. I'm your host today, Jim Cockrum. Thanks for doing this with me today, for hanging out for a few minutes. I hope to make your business better, put more money in your pocket by the time we're done having this conversation today. I'm definitely going to give you some things to think about, because after having coached nearly 10,000 students in e-commerce over the past 20 plus years, with the same coaching director, by the way, Nathan Bailey, has been with me for a couple decades, which is unheard of in e-commerce. Hopefully that means something to you. Surely, even if we're incompetent, we've learned some lessons by now, right? Having taught that many people, it's got to be something to said for volume, right? We've survived. We've got thousands of success stories. You've heard hundreds of people interviewed on our podcast as we've talked to them about their very real stories and their journeys. But what stands out to us as the biggest threats? I've observed a lot of patterns. I don't come up with a lot of brilliant observations until I've had some time to survey the landscape. And a lot of times it has to hit me in the face 10, 15 times before I notice it. But wow, there's a very common set of threats, most of which are perceived threats that don't actually exist, but threats nonetheless that can keep you nervous and scared and a little tentative and timid maybe about attacking an e-commerce business. So I was going to talk through those today, just tell you some of them that we heard over the years. A lot of them are nonsensical. A lot of them are things that people worry about that are never going to happen. The odds of these things happening are so ridiculously slim that it hardly is worth mentioning, but somehow they become very popular in the communities and the discussion forums around the internet. So what are these real threats and perceived threats that don't actually exist, these paper tigers, so to speak? Let's talk through some of those today and help you process that. That's what we're going to do on today's episode. It's just me. If you're new around here, you should know that the vast majority of our podcast episodes at silentgym.com involve us bringing on a guest, a successful student from the proven Amazon course training, who's talked about the beautiful business that they've built. Great lessons in those episodes. But today it's just me, and I'm recording a few episodes in advance because I've got a really busy schedule coming up, and I just want to make sure that we have some great content to put out there while I'm busy traveling and growing the business, preparing for the live conference. That's a lot of my schedule in February, is getting ready for the live conference in May of 2024. Hope you can join us. The website is theprovenconference.com. Hundreds of people are already registered. 40 breakout sessions being taught by the great students you've heard us interview on this show, and a lot of our coaches. We've got 60 great coaches who built beautiful businesses. A lot of them will be contributing to the event as well, speaking and sharing what's working well and helping you grow your business. So hopefully you can join us there. But that's my busy February. So I'm recording some advanced episodes with no guests, just sat down and cranked a couple out today that I've been meaning to do for a while now. And this is one of them. So let's go through the list in no particular order. I can't say that I'm going to hit these in some kind of logical, rational order. I'm just going to talk through them as they kind of came to mind, maybe from order of, you know, some they are more popular and common than others, but let's just work through the list. And I'm sure there's going to be some things on here where you're going to feel a whole lot better once you hear it broken down with a very realistic, vantage point from having, again, witnessed 10,000 coaching students come through our organization. Our Facebook group has 75,000 people in it. So I have a vantage point where I can see all the good and I can see all the ugly at the same time. So I really am here to tell you, man, there's a lot to be optimistic about. There are a lot of really good reasons to feel really good about your business, but there are some very realistic things for you to be paying attention to that are somewhat of a threat as well. So let's talk through it. So let's go through the vantage point of being an Amazon seller. That's what most of these are. Although I would argue, no matter what you're doing in e-commerce, this list is going to apply to you as well. First, the biggest threat I think that you have, and again, this isn't any order, but I'm going to start with the biggest one, is right up here between your ears, your mindset about what the threats really are. Because if you've convinced yourself that you're lucky to wake up every day and still have a business, that it could all go away instantly, that the world is unfair and all the big companies are out to squash you, the little guy, and you know, you should be very scared and frightened and nervous every day because you've heard things, right? You've seen those stories. Well, that's just not a realistic approach. One of the reasons that we love being a multiple income stream community is because you can rest a little easier knowing that if a grumpy 22-year-old wakes up tomorrow and decides to push a couple buttons and make your life very inconvenient for the next few hours, days, weeks, or maybe a couple months, that you still got other things going on. That's a great place to get to in your e-commerce business. I can say confidently that many of us are at that point. We call ourselves a multiple income stream community. I sell personally on Amazon, eBay, Walmart, Facebook Marketplace. I've got this podcast that makes a few sponsor dollars every month. We've got our live event that is finally in the green after doing this 12 times. We started actually making a little money. I should say we're in the black instead of being in the red, losing money doing that event. So there's some income streams there. I've got some real estate stuff going on. As I've earned money, I've launched new income streams. As I've expanded my experience, I've got people who pay me monthly to coach them individually. I've got multiple income streams. So if one of those things goes away, yeah, I'm still in pretty good shape. If all you've got is one thing, that's okay. If you're new, that's okay. Build that one thing. The odds of you being permanently suspended from Amazon after having seen tens of thousands of students come through our community is a fraction of a percentage. Yet, because of the nature of the Amazon beast, because of the nature of the internet itself, this is one of the things I've learned as a leader in e-commerce for 24 years is bad news gets expanded, floats fast, spreads far, stays longer, gets talked about more by an increment of somewhere between 10 and 20 times more than good news ever will. You could have the best imaginable good news that you can think of and post it out there for the world to see, and it's going to get a fraction of the attention of the smallest bad news. That's just the way it is. You can be bitter about it. You can wish it was different. You can try to just hang out with positive people. It's still going to play out that way. Bad news gets blown up, blown out of proportion, talked about more, commented on more, sends more people into an emotional state than good news ever will. It's just human nature. So keep that in mind. You know, when you see someone saying, oh no, something really bad and scary just happened. Okay, one person out of the tens of thousands had something bad and scary happen today. Let's learn from it. Let's make sure and help them out as best we can. But that doesn't mean the tens of thousands of us in the community should run scared and shut everything down. It just doesn't. Because of the hundreds of suspensions that I've seen specifically on Amazon in the 14 years we've been teaching it, all but the tiniest fraction have been reinstated eventually. Ultimately, hardly anything there to be afraid of. So the biggest one I want to talk about first is the battle in your head, being realistic about what the threats actually are. Am I just paying attention to the bad news of the day? Or am I keeping in mind that today on planet Earth, billions of people led a relatively peaceful, stable existence, loved their families, ate good food, had a good day, enjoyed the nice weather. Billions of people. But if you watch the news, well, you're going to think that, you know, everything's over, the world is ending, and we've got a few days left before, you know, we're all gone because whatever the new latest big thing is, right? It's a mindset. You have to choose to put yourself there. I'm not saying deny that the bad things exist. I'm saying put them into proper perspective, which means focusing on the news you're not hearing, which is a lot of really good people making a lot of really good money. Amazon has created more millionaires than any company in world history by far. Do you want to be one of them? That's a choice you got to make. Can't operate in fear and get there though. All right, being unwilling to pivot, that's one of the greatest threats that you'll face. I've known people in e-commerce who did the same $14 to $16 hour work their entire e-commerce career. No, Jim, I like being the guy that puts the tape on the boxes. No, Jim, I like being the guy that drives to the store. Oh, I like being the guy that handles all the customer returns and talks to them personally on the phone and make sure that, like, okay, I get it. You enjoy that part of your business. But if you're going to scale and build something beautiful, you're going to need to be able to pivot into new things, build systems and pivot. That's going to be a theme throughout a lot of these. Don't think that the thing you're doing today that works on the internet is going to be the same thing you're doing 5 years from now. Don't build your whole life and your schedule and your routine around that one thing. you've got to think multiple income streams online for the simple reason that eBay, PayPal, Facebook, Twitter, I don't care. You know, maybe you're using TikTok as a business tool. I wouldn't recommend it otherwise, of course. You know, any of these platforms, Instagram, they just don't have the support personnel to make sure that every little concern you have and every little glitch and any little confusion point of a negative message you get from them about your account or whatever, that they can 100% of the time absolutely handle it instantly to your satisfaction. There's a lot of users on these platforms. Some of them have a staff of a few dozen people and they've got millions of users. Your concern may or may not make their radar. You've got to diversify. We're playing on this arena where the opportunities are immeasurable, but there are very realistic risks to keep in mind. From my vantage point, the least risky opportunity out there is selling on Amazon, because I've seen them treat sellers extremely fairly. Eventually, that's a big word. Sometimes it's very unfair for a few hours, a few weeks, a couple months, but then they correct it and they got the good guys back in. 99.999% of the time, they really are good. But keep in mind, they're throwing out thousands or tens of thousands of true scammers who are out there trying to rip people off. They're kicking them off of Amazon as sellers all day, every day. Sometimes they get the good guys too. They almost always get the good guys back though. So I love that about Amazon. But you got to be willing to pivot. You've got to be willing to make to my next point, keep learning. If you decide, okay, I've learned enough, I've got a system, I'm going to work it, I'm done, I don't need any new information, I don't need any new relationships, I don't need anything else, I'm just going to do this, it works, until it stops working and falls flat, and then I'm going to panic and scream really loud in all the Facebook groups and all the forums I'm in about how evil and awful all the systems are. That's not a good plan. You got to be constantly learning, constantly testing, constantly building systems, pivoting when necessary. The beautiful thing about the Amazon selling strategy that we teach, the replens model that we teach to new sellers, is you can stay there pretty comfortably for a pretty long time, pretty confidently with a really secure business. And that's great. But we really do like to see you expand. If you listen to our podcast, you'll hear story after story after story of people who've started there. Then a year, 2 years in, they build this beautiful business. They're talking about stepping away, making that their only income. And they start adding other things on. They start creating services for the Amazon seller community. They start bringing on some clients, helping them get onto the Amazon platform. They start talking to local business groups about using e-commerce, and they maybe pick up a few clients, do a little consulting, right? You've got so many opportunities to diversify. If you're just nose to the grindstone, scanning barcodes, looking for $5 items in the clearance aisle that you can sell for $40, and nervous that you're going to lose your Amazon account someday, man, that's no way to live. Good way to put a few extra bucks in the bank for a few months, but you've got to build something more substantial. You've got to build a real business. You've got to build diverse income streams. That's how you sleep well at night. That's how these threats that we're all worried about start to become little tiny paper tigers that you can easily brush away with your hand, and they don't cause your heart rate to go up. They don't cause you to lose any sleep because you've built a truly robust system. Next, going it alone is one of the scariest threats you'll face. You think you can do it alone? You can't. I talk about it all the time. I'm not going to belabor this point. Lone wolves simply don't survive, to the point where I've told this story a few times lately. I was interviewed on a radio show. It's been a few months back, probably more like a year or so ago. And the host, they wanted to talk to an e-commerce expert. The host was saying, hey, you've helped a lot of businesses over the last 20 years. You've seen businesses rise, fall, the ones that fail, the ones that succeed. If you had to identify just one factor, and he asked me like it was a trick question, like this is going to be a hard question potentially, because I know there's probably a lot of factors, which there are. But if I had to identify one factor that kind of divided in line in the sand right down the middle of the people who made it and the people who didn't, people who struggle constantly and worry constantly, and the people who seem to have a peace and feel good about the future and they've built a beautiful business. So, you know, what's that line down the middle? Relationships. That's the word. That's single word. That's all you need to know. Are they intentional about building relationships? Because relationships lead to new opportunity, new income streams, new connections. I got a guy I can call. If this ever happens to me, I'm just going to call this guy because he knows about this challenge. He's been through it. He's got great connections. He's navigated this before. If you're just doing it alone, it's kind of like living in a dark room you're not sure what's out there. You're not sure what to do if something bad happens. No, how about we light that room up, fill it with other people who know, like, and trust you. Now you can operate in confidence. Do not go it alone. Another great reason to be at our conference in May, The Proven Conference. Come meet hundreds of people doing this business, building beautiful businesses, using e-commerce, multiple income streams. That's going to be the theme. You need to be there. Next, one of the biggest threats you face is thinking that the right tool or the right system or the right course is going to be what gets you over the hump. It's not the right tool, the right system, or the right course. It's you. It's the person in the mirror. That's the biggest thing that you've got to get under control and get operating intentionally and get disciplined and get moving in the right direction. If you've got that, the right tools and courses and resources are going to work so much better. If you look around and it's working for everybody else, but not you, it's not everybody else's the problem. It might be the person in the mirror that's the problem. So be introspective. Think about that. I'm not looking to, you know, beat you over the head with the point I'm trying to make here. But if you think buying the right tool, course, or getting the right training is all you need, no, you're going to need the same discipline for anything in life that's worth having. Anything worth having in life requires blood, sweat, tears, sacrifice, risk. You're going to be confused. You're going to need some experts to help you out along the way. You don't know it all. It's just going to take some time, right? Anything worth having in life. Business is no different. So don't think that buying the right tools and the right courses and getting the right, you know, three or four YouTube videos is going to change your life with this whole new direction that you're going to go. No, you're going to need people. You're going to need to be the kind of person who's capable of having a successful business. As Jim Rohn used to say, I want you to go make $1 million. Not so you can have $1 million, but so that you can be the type of person who's capable of having $1 million. Go do something that puts $1 million in the bank. Not for the money, because of what you got to do to get there. You're going to be such a better person. You're going to be more disciplined. You're going to be providing value to the world. You're going to have to be creative. You're going to have to surround yourself with the right kind of people. It's not the right tools, courses, and resources. That's a part of it, but there's no magic button. Our courses included. It's not a magic button. You've got to do the work. What we've done is we've identified the lowest risk, lowest barrier to entry, lowest learning curve business model we could find with the highest odds of putting significant funds in the bank based on e-commerce, working flexible hours, working when you can, as much as you can, when you can, from home. We've identified it. There's a lot of great ways to make money out there, but we've identified the one that we say, if you come to us as a clean slate who's willing to work, say, hey, give me a legitimate business model. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to be the type of person who's capable of having $1 million. I'm going to work on me, but I'm going to follow a system. This is the system that can get you there, along with a whole bunch of others. And we teach a bunch of others. But the Replen system on Amazon, as taught to all new students in the Proven Amazon course, that's where we start people. But it's not a magic course. There's plenty of people who have bought the Proven Amazon course and then gone on and not done well with it. Is it because the course doesn't work? Well, no, we've got thousands of people that it does great for. It's because something in their life, they didn't have the margin, the relationship margin, the discipline, perhaps. They pick it up for an hour, put it down, go scan Instagram and then play on TikTok and then watch some random YouTube business videos and then come back and pick it up for 10 minutes. And then a couple months later, they're telling us the course doesn't work. Well, did you ever do the stuff that we're trying to teach you? Anything worth having in life is going to require that level of discipline. You know these things. Hey, sorry for the interruption, but I've got to remind you that Seller Board is the sponsor for today's episode, and they're doing such a tremendous job supporting this community and this podcast. So many happy users. Many of the leaders on our team use this tool. What does it do? Well, among many other great features, it helps you know which of your products are profitable. All those Amazon fees and expenses, you can finally know exactly how much money you're making on the different products that you're selling, which ones you should be paying more attention to, and which ones you should probably cut out. Don't use your intuition or instincts to make these decisions. Use a tool that tells you the numbers. Seller Board is very easy to set up. It's very thorough, very detailed, has a great reputation among many, many, many sellers in our community. Hundreds of us are using it. So thank you for sponsoring this community, Seller Board. Jump over to silentgym.com/numbers and check out the offer they have for this community. Just a few dollars gets you started. Let's get back to today's show. A couple months later, they're telling us the course doesn't work. Well, did you ever do the stuff that we're trying to teach you? Anything worth having in life is going to require that level of discipline. You know these things. Okay, next, getting bad advice. Speaking of YouTube, oh my goodness, there's so many ways you can go wrong. That's one of the biggest threats you face as an e-commerce warrior is listening to bad advice. How can I tell if I'm getting bad advice, Jim? Well, look at the community of people who've been listening to that advice for an extended period of time and see what results they're getting. That's a great way to know. For me, I run any advice I get through the timeless wisdom of the Bible. That's a huge help too. If the person is saying things as part of their message that I know just simply aren't true, they're saying, you can make millions of dollars in the first few months. Well, no, my Bible tells me wealth hastily gained is soon departed. A fool pursues fast wealth. Well, okay, I'm not going to do that. Doesn't make any sense, right? If it's someone who isn't trustworthy in the other areas of their life, why should I trust their advice when it comes to business and money, right? If it's someone who lacks discipline in other areas of their life, do they lack discipline in this area as well? So be careful who you're listening to. Be careful about the advice that you take. Just because someone on YouTube spent some money on some nice editing and said some things and got some nice comments and a bunch of people clicking like and commenting about how awesome they enjoyed the video, that doesn't mean they've got a community of people who are building successful businesses. Look for a community of people. That's key. That's the litmus test that we teach to all new students around here who come in skeptical, understandably so. We say, look for a community of people who are doing the business all day, every day. If you can find that, now you've found something worth paying attention to. People who are very realistically talking about the business opportunity, because all businesses have challenges. So there's going to be challenges. There's going to be success stories. There's going to be testimonials. There's going to be encouragement. Find that group. That's what we have here. I would submit it for your consideration to jump into our free Facebook group. You can go to silentgym.com, click on the Facebook group link there. We got a lot of people who only use Facebook to be a part of that group. And I can't blame them. It's a pretty awesome place to be because there's so many great ideas, so much encouragement and instruction going on, and just tons of testimonies. We had about 2,000 success posts in that Facebook group, which is pretty incredible. All right, next, looking for an easy button. I don't have to belabor this point, do I? But this is one of the greatest threats you'll face. If you're still under the impression that there's going to be something, there's got to be something out there where I can just put in a few hours of effort and just step back and watch the money roll in. Come on, that's got to exist out there somewhere. No, it really kind of doesn't, unfortunately. Sorry to break the bad news to you. If you're under the impression that that does exist, what I always say is keep looking. Go wander the internet for the next 2 to 5 years and then come back to the people who are talking about doing the real work required to build anything worth having. That's what we do here. And we've got some beautiful systems once you're ready to do the work, but there's no easy button. Thinking that you're the exception to the rules is another big threat that some people have. Everyone likes to think they're the exception, either in a bad way or in a good way. You're not the exception. It's the vast majority of us are not the exception on these general rules of thumb. The vast, vast majority of us, for example, are not going to get permanently suspended on Amazon just for innocently making a couple little mistakes. Just not going to happen. I don't care the stories you've heard. Oh, Jim, I know this guy. He was perfect in every imaginable way. He'd never done anything wrong. And then one day Amazon just body slammed him into non-existence and there's no recourse. Okay, one out of a few million sellers have things like that happen to them. And I would even submit to you that if you follow the rest of the story with persistence, that guy's back up and he's doing just fine now. These things happen, weird things happen, but does that mean it's going to happen to you? No. And then you hear about the guys that started and just a couple months in, their business is just on fire. They're putting tons of cash in the bank. Okay, they had some good timing. They had some decent connections. They took action. They poured, you know, they had 60 hours a week to commit to this. That's not you. That's okay. You're not one of the exceptions. Odds are you're going to be somewhere in the middle of the bell curve. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some effort. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to be a little nervous initially. So one of the greatest threats you might have right now is thinking that you're an exception to the general rules that have been established in e-commerce. You're probably not. You're probably going to have pretty typical experience. And in our community, that means if you stick with it, you're going to, over time, build a beautiful business that you can be proud of, but it's going to take time. All right. The next big threat we have is getting stuck in just-in-case learning. Some people don't like learning new things. Some people are stuck in constant learning. I've met some people who have come to us and said, hey, I've had the proven Amazon course for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. I've studied all kinds of modules. I've watched the videos. I've watched the presentations. I've been to the live events, but I haven't done anything. I want to learn all I can learn just in case something might happen at some point. I want to know what it is I need to do. That's a huge mistake. The internet is one. E-commerce is one. You'll be a victor in e-commerce if you study and practice just-in-time learning, meaning I learned something today, I'm deploying it today. I'm going to learn what I need as I need it. Our entire education system is set up in such a way, the traditional public education system, teach you a whole bunch of stuff just in case you need it someday. And there's some value in some of that. Okay, I'm not going to die on that hill today. But e-commerce, no, there is no room for just-in-case education. It's all going to change in a few months anyway. For the most part, a lot of new things are coming. You've got to be applying what you learn quickly. You've got to be learning what you need to know today to face the challenges you're facing today. Always be climbing. As the fog clears, you climb a little higher. You get the skills and the tools you need to keep climbing and achieving based on what you just learned. Always be testing. Always be failing. That's the path forward with e-commerce. So if you get stuck in a mode of just-in-case learning, you're not going to do very well. That's one of the greatest threats you'll face. Quitting too soon, we see that all the time. We live in an instant gratification culture now, unfortunately. And I would even argue one of the greatest skills that you can teach a kid or yourself if you haven't got there yet is the concept of delayed gratification. That's what disciplining yourself is all about. I'm going to put the present day me through discomfort, through inconvenience. I'm not going to do the things I want to do. I'm not going to eat a gallon of ice cream and binge whatever the latest Netflix is today. Instead, right, I'm going to do the things that me 5 years from now will say, wow, thank you for being so disciplined back then and putting things in place that allowed me to be where I am now. Right. And hopefully that's abundantly obvious to you, but the concept of delayed gratification, quitting too soon, bouncing from one thing to the other because, well, that didn't work. I tried that. Anytime I hear people say, yeah, I tried this, it didn't work. I tried that, it didn't work. I tried that. If they've got a list of 10 things they tried that didn't work, it's not that the things didn't work. I mean, I hear you. I get it. I love you. I respect you. I believe you. But is there any possibility in there that you just didn't stick with any of them long enough to find out if they actually work or not? Could that be the issue, that you didn't really give it as much effort, especially if you were pursuing an opportunity on the largest e-commerce platform in the history of the world that's created more millionaires than any other one in the history of the world, that has Facebook groups like ours with thousands of testimonials, hundreds of interviews with our successful students, and you're going to come and tell us it doesn't work? At some point, there's a lot of noise out there disagreeing with you. There's a lot of evidence that says, no, it actually does work. And the problem is something besides the opportunity and the training. The problem is somewhere else. And maybe you need to go look in the mirror to find and identify where that problem actually is. If you're the type of person that bounces from one thing to the other and quits too soon, this will just be another thing that you quit too soon, whatever it is you're working on right now. That needs to be fixed. It's not that there's no opportunities out there. It's that you're not sticking with it. And I don't blame you. The temptations to be distracted away and check our smartphone and, the other million things that can take up our time and attention. It takes discipline. It takes the kind of discipline to sit down and read a book several chapters at a time. That kind of discipline is required to have anything successful in life. Have anything meaningful in life. Your physical fitness, your relationships, having more money, your walk with God, your spirituality, establishing friendships, those kind of things require time, effort, energy, focus. And if you're just bouncing randomly from thing to thing, you're going to just walk around saying, that doesn't work, that doesn't work, that doesn't work. You might as well just wear a t-shirt. Nope, that doesn't work for me, because you're not staying focused on anything long enough. Am I beating you up a little bit? Maybe. I don't know. If you have a long list of things that just didn't work, may not be the things that were the issue. All right, next, what are some of those other big threats? Let's say this is the last one. I'm going to cut one off that I've kind of already hit on and jump to the last one. Not building systems is a big threat. What do you mean, Jim? Like, I can just hustle my way to success, right? Everyone talks about hustle, right? I'm not a fan of the word hustle. I am the fan of intense focused effort for a season when you're establishing something new in your life that you really want to get rolling. Because once you've done it for a few months, it's going to become a habit for you, and it's not going to take intense focused effort anymore. And you can build systems and pass them off to others at that point. When it comes to your business, especially, you can have other people step in and do the things that you're not the only one that can do it anymore. Part of building multiple income streams, if you've heard me talk on this topic before, is you begin doing the things that only you can do and then building systems for the rest. I don't care if that system is software, a virtual assistant in the Philippines, someone local that you hire, but someone needs to start putting tape on the boxes besides you as you scale. So if you're not building systems, you're not building a team, that could be one of the greatest threats you face, because I heard one guy call it the dump truck dilemma, something like that. Like if you're hit by a truck, and let's say it doesn't kill you, it just puts you in the hospital for say 6 months. What happens to your business? Do you have good people that can step in, fill in the shoes? What parts of your business are things that only you can do? You'd be taking a serious look at systemizing those things. Now you've built an asset, because unless you've figured out the secret to living for hundreds of years, or living forever and being able to run your business forever, it's going to be in someone else's hands eventually anyway. You might as well set about putting those things in place now. Why not? And then step back and enjoy the system, the machine that you've built, and build new income streams that complement it. Streams grow together. Let's talk about complementary income streams for just a moment. Sometimes that confuses people, what I mean by that. So you start off, you're selling a few things on Amazon. You figure out the landscape. Now you're making some money. So you hire someone, bring them in. They're putting tape on boxes. They're sourcing products for you. Your team starts to grow. You're stepping back. And you're saying, wow, I've built something nice here. Maybe we have you as a guest on the podcast. You've heard this hundreds of times on our podcast. Yeah, I built a beautiful system. I noticed something that was missing in the community. I decided to build a service that would help meet that need. And now I've got two income streams. And now I have companies approaching me saying, hey, could you help us with our brand? We'd like to be on Amazon too, because you're building relationships. You're having those conversations. Now you've got another income stream, consulting, helping brands get established. Maybe you start to launch your own brand at that point. You're more than qualified to do so. So now you've got your own brand that you're launching, maybe some branded bundles. You're doing some consulting. It's all interwoven together, right? You're using e-commerce to generate multiple income streams. You've got a team, you've built systems, you're only doing the work that only you can do. And you've built a beautiful lifestyle around all of that. That's what I mean by complementary income streams. And if that just sounds like a vision that someone dreamed up one day, and I'm just trying to convince you that it's possible, don't believe me. You can meet hundreds of people that are doing this for a living. That's what we do. eBay, Walmart, Facebook Marketplace, consulting, coaching, writing books, creating content, making YouTube channels, getting into the Amazon influencer program. It doesn't get any easier than that. You've heard of that, right? The proven azinfluencer.com course. You make review videos and upload them to Amazon and get paid to do it. That's it. You don't have to sell the items. You don't have to be an expert or an influencer. You don't have to have a YouTube channel where you put the content. You don't have to tell all your social media friends about it. No, you just make a review of a product, upload it to Amazon. Well, where are you going to get your products, Jim? Well, if you happen to be selling products all day, every day on Amazon, there's a great way to get your hand on product right there, right? See how they complement each other, all these business models. There's so many opportunities here. So what is the greatest threats? Well, we just went through a bunch of them. But ultimately, I think the biggest one, the one I mentioned first, was the most important one, mindset. If you've got a mindset that says, oh, this will never work for me, okay, maybe it won't. Go get a real job and have a great career, work hard, get your raises, and hope you have a beautiful retirement someday. But if you were built for more than that, I can think of nothing better than getting into e-commerce, building multiple income streams, building the relationships that lead to all kinds of unimaginable opportunities. Your phone will be ringing, your email inbox will just fill up with people wanting to work with you, wanting to make money with you, build opportunities with you. That could be your reality, but you have to choose to go there. We'll do all we can to help you get there. Hey, if you want to have a conversation with us about your business, about where you're at now, where you'd like to be, let's have a half hour conversation sometime. Go to silentgym.com/book a call, book a slot on our calendar, have a conversation with someone on my team. We've got 60 coaches. We'd love to have a chat with you about your business and what's possible. If you haven't been in our Facebook group yet, jump over to that same link, silentgym.com, and click on the Facebook link. You'll see 75,000 people all day, every day from around the world using the strategies from the proven Amazon course to build beautiful businesses and help each other out, forwarded, challenging each other to go forward each step of the way. It's a beautiful environment. Find your people, find your purpose. We'd love to have you be a part of that group. All right. God bless you, business building warrior. It's been great hanging out with you for a little bit today. We'll have more great interview episodes coming in the near future. So many success stories in our community, but I'm honored that you hung out with me today solo just to talk through some of the threats that we see around here and some of the things that we see people unnecessarily worrying about. So hopefully you benefited from this conversation today. Hey, we'll have a great episode for you again real soon. Be sure to check back then. Hey, thanks for listening today. One last shout out to today's incredible sponsor, Seller Board. You can go check them out at silentgym.com/numbers. And if you don't know what they do, here's a quick reminder. They help you know which of your listings on Amazon are profitable. Which products should you cut out of your inventory? Which ones should you maybe go a little deeper? It's not an instinct-based decision when you're thinking about your inventory. Use a tool that can help you make really good decisions. They have a whole bunch of other cool features as well. Get over to silentgym.com/numbers and find out more. Thank you, Seller Board. I'll have another great episode for you very soon.
Thank you for listening to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Visit silentgym.com for a link to our free newsletter, our free Facebook group, and all of our resources mentioned on today's show.